Now then, boys, welcome to episode 25.
Yes.
25 of Sitting on the Fence. We've got plenty of tips today, Connor, haven't we?
For across the weekend, yeah.
Yeah, we've done basically not just doing Saturday, we're doing tomorrow. We're obviously recording this on the Thursday. We'll be recording for Friday, Saturday, and a bit of Sunday as well. We're not going to be doing market rate. We will be there at market raising on Sunday, but we're not. There's no declarations out yet, so there's no point, to be honest. But how you been, mate? You been all right?
Yeah, pretty good, yeah. Glad we've got a long weekend now.
Yeah.
Bit of racing to enjoy tomorrow, albeit probably not find a winner all day, because it's all weather racing.
We can give it a go.
The rain's driving outside, as per usual. When you want to start your flat season, it's pissing it down, so...
Yeah, it never comes at the right time, does it?
No, unless you've got a deep ground arse.
Which you don't.
No.
But, yeah, so we've tipped... So we'll actually, we'll just get straight into this then.
What we got coming up, we've got market raising. For the following weekend, we're off to Kempton, aren't we?
Yeah.
To watch my horse.
Yeah.
And then...
The Grand National.
The Grand National. And then Doncaster, end of the month.
Very busy. Very busy month. Yeah. Very busy month for me personally. I've got the darts in a few weeks, so we'll have to record the podcast on a Wednesday, I believe. I've not even thought that far ahead yet, but... We'll have to record the podcast at some point. Maybe on the Friday, who knows. But we'll get into that later on anyways. So let's just get straight into it, I think.
Yeah.
We've
gone meeting by meeting this time.
Yeah, I think...
Just to keep it simple.
Keep it simple. Exactly. There's a lot of tips to get through, so we'll just hammer straight through these. So we've got on Friday then, so the Newcastle 153, it's the All Weather Championships Marathon Handicap. I'll let you go first, mate.
What are
you
is that back? The first one?
That is the first one, mate. That's the first one. Are you going?
I didn't think that was... Oh, it might be. There's that much racing to,
yeah, I know.
To look at that, and think about. It's been like an hour and a half or something just looking at it. So, yeah. I don't really know what to say about that. I've got two in this one. Vaguely Royal. His owner, Bjorn Nielsen, you'll all know him from Stradivarius. You'll all know him. Now, he's got a few horses, not really in the game too much, but this seems like it could be a nice young horse. Made a good count himself at York last year and stuff like that. He's relatively exposed, but pretty decent record, actually. He's probably not going to be a Stradivarius type, but 15-2, he's ran well in all other services before, so we're one on him. Yeah, won at Newcastle before. So you just got to sort of take a little bit of a leap with him, but... He's up to 92 now, and he could easily be 93 now, and he could easily be, you know, 100 rated horse plus. It's 2 from 4 in the all weather,
yeah.
So that would suggest he's only 1 from 6 on the turf. So this would probably be his big day, really. I know they'll run him on the grass throughout the summer, but they probably haven't geared up for this, knowing how good he is in the all weather. So yeah, seems like he's sort of horse that takes a bit of time to learn, but he's a Galileo, so. Going to have plenty of ability, you'd imagine. And the second one I picked would be last year's winner, Rainbow Dreamer, 40-1. Back down to a mark where you can easily win. I backed him last year when we went to his meeting last year. I backed him. So he's not been in form as of late. He had a tough back end to the year, but yeah, he seemed to like his race. So yeah, he's getting old now, he's 11, but like I say, he's trying to look for one that'd be ready for the day. This early on in the season, and he could just be that. So
yeah, no, I like them tips, especially you've got a big price one in there. I'm guessing you're going each way with that one.
Probably, yeah. He has been running throughout the year, which would suggest, as in like recently, which would suggest that a flat season is not, well, on the grass is not first and foremost in the minds. It could just be the first race and the, like I say, the down to a mark now where it could definitely happen. So he's 9. He's in all sorts. He's been hurdling and everything, but yeah, he's back down to a mark now where you can sort of back him and think he's 91 now. He was 97 when he won last year, so you're just sort of hoping that he hasn't lost £6 of ability. And he won pretty well last year. And I think Holly Doll rode last year.
Yeah.
So yeah, he'd be my bring each way play. So yeah.
Yeah, perfect. I will go with...
Oh, by the way, to add to that, he was drawn his doll 8 last year as well. Drawn his doll 8 this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's something to note. I'm going to go with Tyson Fury on this one. Connor knows how much I like this horse. Rated 104, sorry. I think he's a bit unfair. I think he's better than that. Obviously, cheap pieces on as usual. Won very well last time out at Dundalk, which was over a month and a half ago now. Won very, very well. It was clear favourite on the night. Won with ease. He's done that a few times actually in his career. Won with ease, especially on the turf. Only won once over all weather again, which is the recent one over Dundalk. So maybe a turn the corner over there. And also unexposed at this trip. So you want these sort of lightly raced horses in this race. 7 year old, yeah, that's fine. I'm fine with that. There's older horses in this race, much like Rainbow Dreamer. And I'll tell you what, I mean, with age, he's been aging like fine wine. really like this horse. And if, I know we all know how ropey the stall bias can get at Newcastle, it can change any day. The stall bias possibly might hinder Tyson Fury, or it could benefit.
It sounds stupid.
It sounds stupid, but it's true.
It's an all weather course, but if the ground, the all weather surface rides slower because of all the rain we've got, it could just be anything, and you'll never know until the day.
Yeah.
Another one I'd give a slight mention to, and I will probably actually back this one each way, the outsider of a lot, Sir Chevalin. I backed him a lot of times last year, and he returned at huge price. I think I backed him one day at 6.61 and he won. On all weather surface, I think he won at Kempton, and I think he went to Newcastle as well. He is 12 now. But he's operating around the mark these days. He usually wins at about 86. He's rated 84 now and gets 5 off. So this is a big pot. This could be just his day sort of thing. It's one of them. It's like at the age of 12, they're sort of looking for these big days, and it's 77,000 to the winner. So I might do an each way extra sort of thing and try to get 5 places maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, interesting shout, yeah.
Yeah, and he's 6 from 27 on the old weather, which... It's quite a lot. These all weather horses oftentimes don't rack up wins and wins and wins. He's 109,000 in all weather, so yeah, he's top RPR on the all weather is 108. So, and he's a top RPR on the turfs 107. So shows he operates on the surface. So yeah, I probably will play him each way. I know it's 3 horses to give you, but he's definitely one that you'd, even if it's a 5 each way and you've got 5 places. So he did a double in 2021. At Newcastle on the all-weather.
Yeah.
So, but he's definitely more suited to these staying trips now. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm happy with that one. We'll go on to the next one, which is the 225 BetMGM 3-year-old championships handicap. I have gone with... I really like this horse, again. I'm trying not to pick my favourites, but these two are quite nice. Baz Ball's really impressed me over the past season. Last run was 88 days ago. Got a decent record, to be fair. Won one in 6 in all weather, ain't too great. 2 in 8 over flat, and over rules it's 3-14. Got wins under a belt. Great name as well. Love the name Baz Ball. Big massive cricket fan. So and to be fair, off a winnable mark here at 78, and obviously Bresling takes 3 off there, so it's 75. I think she's better than what she is. 3 wins at I think 2 at this distance, so you can say kind of unexposed over this distance, and also drawn 6, which again is, it could either decide whether it goes, she goes, or she doesn't. So but drawn in the middle, I'm quite happy with that. And Andrew Breslin's quite a good jockey as well, handy claimer to have. But yeah, I've all got to say, probably will back her each way, need to create best to win. So anything could happen in that one. Go on, Connor, what's yours?
I've gone for Fire Demon in this one. Don't always win on the all weather, 2 from 4. He's rated 87 now, and he's probably got a lot more to come. He's been disappointing on the turf, but see, his all weather form's been good run at Kempton. Both his wins have come at Kempton, granted, and Newcastle's a different track to Kempton, but yeah, this is like I say, it's 77,000 most of his races, so yeah, I'm gonna go with him. Andrew Balling probably line this one up for this race. It sounds stupid to say it, like I'm saying it every time, but when there's like 70,000-80,000 on the table for like your first run of the season,
yeah,
they will have him ready. Unless like Andrew Balling thinks he's absolutely exceptional and using this as a prep for something else, but I can't see that. So yeah. I'd go for a Fire Demon, yeah.
Yeah.
4-1.
Yeah, 4-1. Perfect. Well, we'll go on to the next one because we've got a lot of races to crack through. I am going to go... Oh, actually, you go first. We'll kind of alternate it.
Yeah, nice and simple, this one, I think. The favourite wins, I think.
To the 9/10.
Yeah, I think so. I think 9/10.
Take 7 off as well, Draken, right?
Can you just give me a minute, please? I want to know what was just running past my door. It didn't sound like the dog, did it?
No, it didn't sound like the dog.
Give me,
I thought it was rain.
I don't know. We'll pause it for a second.
Yeah, that, no worries. We'll be right back.
All right, we're back on it now. We're here. So, yeah, turns out it was a little dog. My dad's dog.
Yeah, so it was
like
a dog.
Yeah. It sounded like a rat, to be honest. But anyway, yeah.
It sounded like the rain.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I just think 9/10 after, back to last time at 9/2 at Wolves, she ran really well. So imagine there's some thinking behind getting a £7 claimer here. And yeah, getting her down to 93.
Yeah.
She's obviously got plenty of ability. So like the last time I tipped her, she's got good all-weather form as well. So yeah, again, like you keep saying it, but these are big pots for the start of the season. And for owners who aren't Judmont or the likes, these are pots that just set you up for the season. So yeah, you don't do anything else all season if you come to it.
Yeah. No, that's fine by me. I'm going to go with a different one. I'm going to go with Wild Side here, the ride of Ross O'Brien. Really like Ross O'Brien. Great jockey, as we all know. Rated 89. However, I think she's better than that. Came third last time out. I believe it was at Kempton. No, it was back at Newcastle, funnily enough. I think she got unlucky. Only finished a length, two lengths behind 9/10. So it could be a bit of an uphill task, this one. Obviously, with both the favourites of 9/10 and Shade of the Summer both coming off course and distance wins. But I think if you want to place, especially each way, definitely Wildside. She's a brilliant filly. Weighed in at 9/7/1 as well. So you can't count her out either. So tiny bit unexposed at this trip as well, and a progress last year. I'm happy to back her at a rating of 89, to be honest.
What weight is she? 9/7/1?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, see 9/10 only has to carry 9/7/5 after that £7 claim, which levels the playing field. 9/10 seems to be progressing all the time. I know she's only 2-1, but fill your rackers with her.
Really? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm trying to find a price for a single, maybe each way, but and it's no different next race. Each way is going to be a 20-1 each way for me. It will be Solray. Won at this course before, won at the same distance as well, knocking three off, so it'd be rated technically 83. But that's a silly weight. 7 stone 11, pretty much. Got plenty of potential, I think, this one at age 4. Looks when you see him in the paddock, really nice. Came again third last time out at Newcastle. Got beat by the likes of Azure Angel and the Carltonian, beating the likes of Mondemesh before. Who was, you're quite familiar with that horse, Connor. And then second time out, won quite handy actually at Newcastle. 1 3/4 lengths, beaten the Clipsham to Habana, and jumped the gun. Oh God, not that horse again. But no, I really do like this colt, and I think he's far too overpriced at this level, and will like the ground as well. So that's my my two pence on that.
Yeah, right. So I've gone for two at opposite ends of the track, judging by I don't know where the stall bite is going to be. I mean, it's pissing it down here, and
yeah,
that could change everything at Newcastle. But yeah, I've gone for Juan Lapan. First one, 10-1. Now, I really fancy him at Southwell in a lifted race, and he comes second. He ran really well that day. I did tip him, 14-1 in the end. Diligent Harry, he comes second to Diligent Harry, who goes to Maidan the same day. Just an all-weather merchant. I don't really know why they're going over there. He just fries on the all-weather Diligent Harry. But anyway, that's for another day. Like, but
It isn't, because we're going to be covering that.
Well, yeah.
Later on in the podcast.
Yeah. He comes second, and then the strangest thing happened. It can only make you think that there was something that just really wanted to get up to maximum fitness. They ran him over 1.4 miles at Wolves. 1.5 miles.
Probably one of the shortest 1 mile and fours you'll ever get. Like,
he's most effective over six, can get seven, and does five. So it was a strange, it comes strange really that the mile and a half was applied, which would make you think it was just to get him right up to where race fitness for this race.
Mm.
That's what I'd be thinking anyway.
Yeah.
10-1. So yeah, I've gone for him and then gone for Mr. Grey. Now, if you like 9/10, like we talked the last race, Mr. Grey comes second. I had a forecast that day. She comes second at 22-1. She ran really well. So, yeah, back down to six. She's a third run for a new year because I think she's with the guy who retired, Keith Dalglish.
Yeah.
So, yeah, David O'Marinell, he knows how to train a sprinter.
He does.
So, yeah, I've gone for Mr. Grey in stall five, 20-1. After her last run coming behind 9/10, it's nice if you rate her, you've got to rate Mr. Grey.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've gone for...
Do you reckon, what's the reason do you reckon she's 20-1?
Oh, he's, I don't know.
He's 20-1.
She's a she, yeah. I don't know. It seems massively overpriced.
Yeah.
I know there's some big names in here like Summergand.
Cover Up.
Yeah, Chipstead.
Cover Up is a good price as well.
Chipstead's a nice horse. That wouldn't surprise you if he won. But yeah.
That's one I thought you were going to back.
No, Summergand. We know all about Summergand. He's just, yeah, he'll do the same thing he did last year. Pick up a big handicap maybe somewhere. And
yeah.
They do the usual. There'll be one for another day, I think, on the turf at York or somewhere like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, Wan Le Pan 10-1, Mr. Grey 20-1. That's what I've gone for. But Wan Le Pan I would be really keen on because it doesn't make any sense running over a mile for last time.
No. We'll go on to the next race, and I did have a tip. I've now changed my mind. Connor's gonna be like, oh god, because I mentioned it. I'm going Oso Grande on this. I've got a winner of the Winter Oaks. She very very impressive last time out. Last time at, I believe it was Lingfield, it was. Two times at Lingfield, and also one at Newcastle as well. All pretty much favoured, the higher price there than 7-2. So, you got a fancy 4-1. She just looks like she's getting better and better with every run, doesn't she?
She is, yeah. She's got a big reputation. And
I think I'm going to back it. During this podcast, I think I'm backing that now.
I seem to remember Simon Crisford. I've got a racing person looking it up right now. But I seem to remember Simon Crisford before the race at Lingfield, you won last time, was saying that the other filly he had, he preferred more, Twirling.
Yeah. Yes. We watched that race at York, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. He said that he liked that one more, but he did also say that she's just got a frame to fill and everything, but she won really well that day. So 4-1 is a massive price about her, I think. I think she's got to go a favourite.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think she's 4-5 in the weather as well, which is nice, isn't it?
Nice,
so, yeah, she's a big price. I mean, you wouldn't mind a double of 9/10 in Oso Grande.
What's really funny about that, I've just put that double on.
Nice.
I've just put a fiver on it, like, it's 75 quid back. I mean, to be fair, with the prices now, you can't see them getting any, like, can't see them getting any better. You can't see them getting worse.
Yeah, I know, I kept me in a shot.
No, exactly, yeah. So I've backed it now. I've backed that double for tomorrow. That's my only bet for tomorrow. So, I'm happy with that. I was going to go with Elegant Man, but I do think she's... I do just think Oso Grande's just better. And obviously, drawn in stall one, if the stall bias is on that way inclined, she'll absolutely romp it, I think. However, the other side, possibly, you never know, but... I think Oso Grande will get a mare's allowance, won't she? Is that on the flats? I don't know.
Yeah, it's on the flat. I don't think. Well, I know she carries 9-1 and Elegant Man carries 9-12. So they're far different, but
wouldn't really matter if that mare's allowance comes into play.
That's on the weight. That's on the weight, though. So yeah, she's definitely better than 97 anyway.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, the race post rate are at 117.
I quite fancy. I mean, she had, by all accounts, from what trainer was saying, she had a difficult career, and for the exact reasons you're saying, she struggles. I think she wants a bit of cut in the ground as well, but
yeah,
I think she just had a bit of growing troubles and stuff. But yeah, she's a nice price of 4-1.
Yeah, I've backed 75 quid return on that one if you want to back the double right now. That's Newcastle done.
You've got one more, haven't we?
No,
we're not.
No, we don't.
Oh, well, we'll go into it then, but I quite fancy Kingdom come after the last run. Anyway, I like Symbol of Light at 5-1, but if we're not going into it, I'll just say Symbol of Light.
Yeah, that'll be the last race. I've not had a look, so...
Symbol of Light, I'll go.
Yeah, It's an absolute all-weather fest tomorrow, isn't it? So we're going to Lingfield now. 205. We're only do the free-to-air races, as you all know. You go first, mate. You go first on this one.
Yeah, Lingfield is not a track that I'm known for in a bet on.
No.
At all, really.
No, me neither.
But I think
anything can happen at Lingfield.
We've got four to cover at Lingfield.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're not doing the first, are we? I'm trying to think where we are now. It's like that.
The 205.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I've gone for Al Ruffer, Daniel and Claire Cooper. I don't know if anyone. Well, not all of you will know. Some of you will, I assume. Their way of training is a bit different to anyone else's. They do their training. So, say they go to a sales and there's been a horse that's been running over a mile the whole career, they'll get a like sort of a horse racing scientist in and they'll measure their stride lengths and everything like that and how they quicken to get their exact trip. So if they see one that's been racing over a mile and getting nowhere and it should be racing over six, they'll buy that and like, that's what happened with that nice horse they've got on the same ownership, Astro King.
Yeah.
And obviously went on last year and had a really good season. He come from a big yard. I think he come from Willie Haggerty's, I think. But anyway, yeah, I've gone for Al Ruffer. I just like his form. He seems 89. He seems, well, you know, seems to run with a lot of pace. He could probably get a lot of pace here. Mm. So, yeah, I've gone for Al Ruffer in this one, 92.
Yeah. I've gone with Bystander on this one. It'll only be a pound up from his last run. 28 days ago, I think it was at Kempton, I'm pretty sure. No, it was Lingfield. So, got form round here, course and distance winner. Carl Burt, we know, some trainer. Brandon Wilkie will take the five off, so it'll only be a £1 difference, like I said. Everything just seemed to fall for him last time out at Lingfield. Winning by, let me just double check, winning by a length and a half to Inspiritus, who I believe might be in this race. Yes, it is in this race. What else to say? I mean, very lightly raced as a four-year-old. This one could go places, I think. This one could potentially be class one, class two sort of level. Class one, I think. Only rated 86 as well, which is, again, seems to kind of downplay Bystander at the minute. Had a decent run 2 days ago, not 2 days ago, two runs out actually, as well. I actually watched that race at Newcastle, set off 2-13, so definitely was outclassing the rest of the field. And it'd been outclassing the rest of the field since he actually came from Simon and Ed Christopher's yard. So I think, again, another big run's coming in here, and at 13-2, I'm happy to take that price.
Yeah, well, what's up? I've covered mine. Lingfield's not a place I'm known for having a bet.
No, yeah.
At all, but
we'll try and find someone. We'll try and find some horses, won't we?
Yeah, we're trying to do the best.
Yeah.
Seven's Farside come fourth, beating two lengths.
Oh, hell. Oh, my God. We'll go on to the 240. Now, I really do like Gincident. I've not backed him. I'm going Benavente for Kevin Thomas Coleman. Very, very impressive win there at Southwell, actually. I mean, the handicapper.
Harry Redknapp's, is it?
Yeah, it is, yeah. He won a Harry Redknapp. I didn't even think of that, actually. Handicap has not done him any favours, hiking him up seven. Obviously, with Shane Gray on, there's nothing taken off. So, it's just going to be on raw ability, this one. But I think he's got it. He's one of the fastest horses in this field, come to top speed. 9-4. Again, had a solid season last year. I mean, only finishing out the places twice last season. Changing trainer. Sorry, didn't have the best luck over in Ireland, but coming over to England, had more of a better thing, run of things, a bit of a Dundalk merchant, as you if you like to have a look at the horse profile. Yeah,
Thundalk.
Yeah. God, what a shit track, but. Yeah, I'm going to go with Benavente on that one.
Yeah, I actually think, judging by what we know about the favourite now, Syphilis. Did I say it?
Let's go with it, because I keep saying Syphilis. Syphilis.
Fuck, I don't know. But the favourite, he was, the first time he won on the flat was, he was rated well below what he is now. And he was gambled in from 6-6 to something like 6 or even shorter. I'm actually going to look that up now. And ever since then, he's just never seen stop coming first or second. Oh, anyway, he was 6-4 favourite in the end.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. From 66.
Yeah, bit of a gamble, that.
Mental, isn't it? But ever since then, he's never seemed to stop winning, and Lingfield seems to be his playground.
Yeah.
So I think it's hard to discount him. Even off 81, I think it's hard to say if he's going to be beat. So yeah. I think he's still going to win. He's winning well enough, and he's coming second, which can happen.
Mm.
But at Lingfield, he's pretty much mustard, to be honest.
Yeah, under Gary Moore as well.
Yeah, it's just... Wow. Just seems to be absolutely mustard. And he's done nothing. It's strange, he's done nothing before. And then all of a sudden, Gary Moore's just like found out to make him win as much.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's... I think I'll just keep with a favourite. I think he's well ahead of his mark as well.
Yeah. You've not got a tip in this next race, have you?
No.
No. I've got one. I just really like the record of him over All Weather. I've gone with Riami. Now, I do realise that it is quite a lottery of a race, but you can't overlook that record on the All Weather. Beating the favourite before, and obviously at 8-1, it's a great price if you want to have a bet. Last two times out was at Dundalk again, first and second. So... I mean, it's running off I think career best at the minute. Yeah, running off a career best on. Oh, just lost it. Hang on, just 2 seconds. I think it's running off a career best on the All Weather as well. Let me just double check. Let me just double check quickly. Yes, running off a career best at the minute. It was a hurdler. I didn't realise that. Was a hurdler. Didn't have too much luck over the hurdles though. So. Yeah, I'm more than happy to back Riami in this one over the others. None of them seem to be fancied, actually, so could throw a little spanner in the works, that one.
Not having a bet, are you? I've just got no enthusiasm for Lingfield whatsoever.
No.
Like, I don't vent for Newcastle at the best of times, but I think out of all the other tracks,
yeah,
I think Lingfield must be the one that I don't ever have a bet in, ever.
Yeah.
I'd probably say it's a matchup between that and Chelmsford.
Chelmsford, I don't think I've ever had a better Chelmsford.
I have, and I've paid for it. I've paid for it loads of times.
A bit like you, Connor, I've got one that I like, but I'm not going to tip in the last. I've gone with Damba Diplomat, but I just seem to like the look of him. That's literally all I've got on that one. Have you got one in
the... Yeah, I'm sounding like I'm pretty repetitive, and it's not something I'm really known for, but I just think the favourite's well in. 9-2 seems a nice prize. I don't think we're 9-2 tomorrow.
No.
So, yeah, he's as a sprinter, he's coming up well. I just think this year he could have a big year, but what to do after for win tomorrow, I don't know. It's hard to tell. He's up to 89, so he's sort of looking at like class 1 level.
Yeah.
Next time, class 2, but well up in the weights if he's class 2. So I just think the favourite could be really well in. I think 92 is a good price as well, actually, but it's one of them days in the All Weather that the favourite, it's so tricky to back one on the All Weather, but I think if the favourite's well in enough, it could be all right. So yeah. I think I don't know. I feel a bit like a sellout backing these favourites, but I just find hard someone to get beat.
I've got a few favourites later on.
Yeah, I find hard for someone to get beat, yeah. Especially tomorrow.
Yeah. Right. That's Friday done. What's your nap?
What's my nap?
Yeah, I know mine.
I'm probably going to go for... We're doing nap and next best.
I'm just going to do nap.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'm going to go for nap then. 9 temps.
Mine's also grand. So, yeah.
It was really a toss-up between the two.
Yeah, it's a toss-up between the two. But at the price, I think at 4-1 or 5-1, whatever, I've backed her up. Yeah, I think that's just going to be, that's the best value, to be honest. But, right, we'll go into...
If I had the next best, it would definitely be, like, Rainbow Dreamer.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah. But there's, like, a few you can like tomorrow, but it's hard to really have a proper, really...
Good go at it.
Big good go tomorrow. And it, like, again, Juan Lepan, I quite fancy him, but... Just don't know, everything's going to be just right on these all the tracks. I mean, But anyway, we'll move on to Saturday. We've been doing it half hour now already.
Oh God, we need to hurry up. So we're going to
We've got another hour, haven't we, to be fair.
But... yeah. But we've still got a lot of races to cover.
Yeah.
So we're going to the 150 at Musselburgh, which is the Royal Mile Handicap. I'm going to go with another Carl Burke horse, and first run since Gelden as well, which is quite interesting. I'm going to go with Ice Max.
Yeah, so am
at
I.
At 4-1.
So am I.
I think had a quite a solid season last year. Again, coming off a 154 day break, as you probably would expect over the season. Carl Burke, like you said, I think we'll just get this one right and tip top for this race. Rated at 89 as well, so he's pretty much the best horse in the field by an absolute country mile. I think he's got £5, £6 in hand over everyone. And drawn at Stoll 6. I don't know the draw bias at Musselburgh, but I don't think it'll matter actually with this one.
No,
sometimes I just don't think that stall bias matters because of how good the horse is.
4-1's a nice price. I think he'll be favourite.
Yeah, I think he'll be favourite. Individualism at 15-8 will not be 15. I mean, been backed in from 3-1 today, so. But doesn't really matter, to be fair. It's only the Thursday, isn't it? So, yeah, Ice Max is going to be my bet.
Yeah, mine as well.
Yeah. Do we go straight on to the next one?
Yeah, he's basically said all I need to say about that, really.
Yeah. There's another Carl Burke runner in this, but I'm not going to go for it. I'm going to go with our old mate, Jason Hart. I'm going to go with Love to Vega. Very inconsistent, as you probably would describe this horse. I'm not one to go off like trends, but this one should be doing quite well after the after its last run. Wasn't very good up at Newcastle recently. Had better success at Chelmsford, winning both times there. Lingfield come third, come fifth at Kempton, come second at Kempton. So it's been running all year, all of 2024. So it'll be fit, and it's actually won at this distance at Musselburgh. Charlie Johnston, I really rate. You know how much I like him, Connor. He's a good trainer. And a rating of 88, I think he's off a winnable mark here. If you look at some of the horses in there, like Guido, Northern Express, and Poet Master, they're better without a shadow of a doubt. But over this, I think might just have the weight advantage on this one.
Yeah, I'm going to go Guido. You got to bank on him being ready, which he probably isn't going to be. It's the like, start of the season. But he looks like the class horse to me. He come further than Air Gold Cup up against some top horses, let's face it, some of the best handicap sprinters there is.
Yeah.
The likes of significantly comfort, beating three quarter lengths in Air Gold Cup. Yeah, that's real. Yeah, it's good form. Then went to Redcar, didn't do anything in a listed race, which is fair enough. And then went to York, conferred again, beaten by Montasib, who we know after last weekend is quite a tidy operator.
Yeah.
So we know how good he is. Beaten by significantly again in second. But if you like that, when you look at Montasib now, graded level loss.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're going to have to like him. I mean, he's always a decent price, even though he seems to have a bit of class. So. Yeah, it must be like a trainer bias, I think, or summers, because,
yeah.
You know, and William Palthaic's 5-off as well, so yeah. I think he's 9-2. So, yeah, he's 9-2, it's attractive, isn't it? So, yeah Guido at 11-2 seems a fair bet.
Yeah, right, going into the 3:00 at Musselburgh, I just think the favourite wins this by an absolute mile. Connor knows how much I like Silky Wookie. Again, trained by Carl Burke. 7 taken off this time by Sam Fieldham, albeit I don't really know who he is, but if he's got anything about him, he'll get this one home. I think he's better than 97 as well, which makes things even better. You've got Vintage Clarets in there, who's owned by Chris Wood, which I always like. Always take have a laugh at. But I think he's the best horse in the race, and I don't think there's any catching him at all.
I think he is probably the best horse in the race, yeah, and he will go on the ground, but. I'm going to go with a relatively local trainer to us, Scott Dixon, Fine Wine. Tricky horse. Subtle. Trains outside. Trains outside the course.
Oh, yeah, because he's paddock got flooded, isn't it?
Yeah, he's got yard at Wolves as well, I think.
Yeah.
But anyway, Fine Wine for me. Got far on heavy ground when he come from France. He's one of them, you got to get him on the right day, but I think the day could be just when somebody's lacking fitness. Yeah, it seems like one of them, he's off 88 now, which is a good mark. And I just think, yeah, it'd be it'd be hard to see him out of the picture anyway. Mm. An 8 runner, so you get 3 places, 15-2. You could back him each way if you wanted.
Yeah.
I'll probably just back him to win, to be honest. But yeah, I'm going to go for him. For all it's worth, I think Silky Wilkie is probably the best horse in the race.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine by me. And we'll go on to the last race at Musselburgh. We're knocking these down, which is good. You go first. I went first last time.
Yeah, I've gone for Sweet Fantasy in this one. Not done too well over the jumps, but decent flat performance for Rafe Beckett. He didn't really tear up any trees, but he won off 82 at Epsom before. So I've gone for him. I just think it's something that's a bit different for him. If Aidan Keatley takes 3 off, yeah, I just think Deep Ground won't be a problem to him. So yeah, I just think 8-7-12, Aidan Keatley takes 3 off. I don't know what way he can ride, but if he can rate do 8-7-9, which I assume he probably can if he's riding.
Yeah.
Then yeah, I think he could be well in like the ground. Sweet Fantasy for me, 5-1.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with a bit of a bigger price. I'm gonna go with Struth. Very, very consistent horse, this one. Again, I'm backing Jason Hart. May come to bite me in the arse, that one. But first runs is Gelding. Again, trained by Charlie Johnston, cracking trainer. His best efforts have come on the flat. Won twice on the flat turf, sorry. Not just the flat. So, not an all-weather merchant. Despite only running once on the all-weather, which was last time out, which was second. So, maybe it was just a prep run for this race. 51 grand to the winner, so they'd probably be teeing this one up if it's a prize like that. But 1 mile 6 will be no problem for him. I mean, it's fair, he's only 140 days out the saddle, so it's going to be interesting, that one. Not going to be my most confident tip of the lot, but it's going to be my tip. I bet you're surprised I'm not backing Sweet Fantasy as well, because you know, like James Owen.
Yeah, he just seemed to appeal to me this race, actually.
I do like it. I do. I was tempted, but I'm not confident. I'm not, to be honest, I'm not really confident in that race. Right, that's another meeting chalked off. We'll go to Haydock next. I've gone on each way bet this one. I have gone with Balligieri.
I've gone each way Balligieri as well.
Yeah, we've both gone for him. 10-6. Rated up 118, wasn't impressive last time. I think it was at Kelso. It was, because I remember, I think one of us tipped him. Actually, I think it might have been me that tipped him. Won 4 times out of 9 on the hurdles, which is quite impressive. Bit of a Scotland merchant, as you know, but going back down to Haydock may suit, because it's a very tight track. Had a very good end of 2023. Actually, had a very good 2023. Better start to the year than the end of the year. The likes of Catrick, Doncaster, Kelso, Banger. These tracks are very, very similar, and I'm more than happy to back him each way in this one.
Yeah, I'd give a good mention to Brentford Hope as well, the favourite.
Yeah.
He's yep. Probably a class above these, really.
Mm.
You know,
did he win at Newbury recently?
Yeah, I think he did, yeah.
Is he it? Newcastle, sorry. No, Newcastle. He comes second at Newbury.
Yeah, to the one I backed, Spring Note. That was yes. part of Monster Acco, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
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 But yeah, he's a nice horse, Brentford Hope. He's what you'd expect from a 140-rate hurdler, really. He'll win and he'll lose, but he's never really beaten far, and he's got to be a bad day if he is. So yeah, he's pretty solid at 5-2. I'd say it's probably a good race for him to go win end of season, 25 grand. So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll go on to the next race, which is the 240. If you like a stayer, it's definitely this one. This is your race. But I'm going to go with Domore Bay. I think he's got the class above Shoeshine Boy, who is 30-2. It's just going to be a question of whether he can beat the likes of Astronomic View and Gosh How Posh. A Judicial Lord, actually, in with a shout there. But maybe too big of a weight at 12 stone. But under Tom Bellamy, Emma Lavelle, obviously, just recently retiring Paisley Park. Very consistent, actually, at the minute. Going 1st, 2nd, 7th and 2nd. So you can't really go wrong with that sort of form. That's it. I think that's pretty much all I've got. I'll go on the ground as well. So I'm happy with Domore Bay.
Yeah, my tip, top weight, Judicial Law. I fancied him for Cheltenham. Monroe won that race. He was a non-runner. But he's not going to mind the mud at all. He's fine. I think I've always thought I know he's come a couple of thirds in there, second and a first recently, but I've always fancied him to win again. So, yeah, I'm going to go for Judicial Law. I just think he wants a trip. He'll like the ground. Yep. Some of them will get caught out of it. I don't think he will. So, yeah, I know he's top weight, but I think he could just be the best horse in the race.
He does love them up there, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think the ground will play to his strengths. There's a few in here you could make a case for, but I just think with the ground being as it is, I think he's probably going to go off short at 9-1.
Yeah. I've got two in this next race. One literally came on the top of my head. I won't tip him, actually. I'm only going to go with one. But I'd give a mention to Thor de Carisi. It was actually just going to be my tip. I've changed the last minute. I've gone with Riders of the Storm at 5-1.
So,
second run since Windup. That's exactly
what I watched at Donny and he just seemed to...
Weren't we there at Donny?
No. It was the day that my monster could come in.
Oh, right, yeah.
It was... I don't know what it was towards the end. He looked like he had the race at his... it was there for him to win. And Hom Publik come at the end. He had a bad jump. He just got caught. So, yeah, he looked like, to me, he had it there. It was there to be won. But Hom Publik's a nice horse anyway, so there's no harm in that. But, yeah, I'm going to go for him. Just because I think, I don't know if it's... He's probably me imagining it, but I don't know if he quite trusted his wind. And this is why the second wind up's so effective, because they have a run. And if they don't trust the wind up, they learn to trust it.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. Yeah. Because like obviously when... Before they have a wind up, they're struggling to breathe when they're running. So they slow down a lot. When they have the run again, and unbeknown to them, they've had a wind up. But they know about it, but...
Yeah.
They don't know the difference or what it could change. So they're sort of thinking that the breathing is going to catch them out.
Yeah.
And when it doesn't, they're like, oh, I can breathe again.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So, yeah, that could have been the case of him. I'm not too certain. You can never tell, but that's why the rule is second runs is wind ups are always most effective.
Yeah.
Because they trust the wind again and it's fully effective.
Yeah, exactly that. And we'll go on the ground as well. Kind of likes the mud, doesn't he?
Yeah, we did it, Donny.
Yeah, exactly. Right, that's the jump sun. Obviously, the jump's now tails off after Cheltenham, which is looking for Aintree now. We're going to go over...
And the good thing about Riding the Storm, he did keep on at Doncaster and he's got an extra 3.5 furlong here, so...
It could be very much effective, that one. Could be very much effective after the Windup. We're going to go over to Asia now, to Maidan, because we've got some unbelievable...
It's not Asia.
Yeah, it is.
It's Middle East.
That's Asia.
It's not Asia. It's the Middle East.
It's Asia, mate. The continent is Asia. Yeah. You're right in saying it's the Middle East, but it's still Asia.
Yeah.
Mate, you can't be having that.
I'm not having it.
You are. Right, I've got two for this one, but I'll let you go first.
Yeah, I've gone for two, same price, 6-1, Eldarov.
Oh, God. That's my first one.
I backed him because I was there in his first run last year at York, and he ran really well into second.
Yeah.
I can't remember what won that day. Giovaletto?
No, Enemy, I think. No?
No, I'm pretty certain Giovaletto.
Yeah, Enemy won that.
I'm pretty certain it's Giovaletto.
Oh, I'm thinking...
It was.
No, it was. I was thinking of the wrong race.
It was, yeah. Yeah, and he beat half a length that day. It's a half length that day, so we know he goes fresh.
Yeah.
And I've always liked him. I won a fair few quid in the ledger when he won that. So, yeah, I like him. And, I just think James Doyle on board. We know he goes well fresh.
Yeah.
And the other one would be Shishkini. He's been going well over there for a while now. Everyone must have seen, well, not everyone, but a lot of people have seen that ride he had at Maidan.
Yeah.
Where he... left it to the last second, but he
got
a dour stayer at Shishkini.
Yeah.
And I sort of fancy him. He's been going well. He's got the fitness edge on some of these, so that could count for a lot.
Just used to the environment, because it's a different environment over the Middle East.
Yeah, so he's been over there for a while doing his thing. We know that Godolphin's got the best setup over there, so he's been trekked well. So yeah, I'll go for him as well.
Yeah, I've got two. I've gone with Eldarov for the exact same reasons. And I'm also going to go with an each way shout here. I'm going to go with Enemy each way. Only came second behind Tower of London last time out, and it was only by a head. Could have won that on any other day. So he knows he stays the trip, and also he can keep up with the likes of Tower of London, who is favourite in this race. Trollerman's another good shout, I think, with the hood on, obviously. But Enemy just seems to come close every time. He's had such an inconsistent run as of late. Second, he had the second previous before that. I think it's one of them where they might just be teeing him up. Obviously owned by Tracy Bell and Caroline Lyons, so they're making him travel over, and they won't be travelling him to basically come last. So I think a place shout might be perfect in this race. I'd probably do the tricast of Tara London, Aldar Aldarov and Enemy.
Yeah, the thing is to mention with Tara London, he has had a race in Riyadh, so he's about coming on a month and a half ago, so he's fit. Yeah. He won that time, beat Givoletto by a length, which I suppose how you rate the form is how highly you rate Givoletto, really.
Yeah.
An Enemy. I mean, that just depends on how high, you know, that's up for personal analysis, isn't it? I mean, they're both good horses, but how good do you think they are?
Yeah.
You know, the likes of Coltrane in here as well, which we know what he can do.
Yeah.
But a bit out of sorts of late, well, end of last season. So, yeah, be an interesting race. You wouldn't be surprised if Fuent Trollman went on one, would you, really?
No, it's, really wouldn't.
There's quite a few in here that you think that could go and win this. Yeah, we'll see what happens. It's an interesting race to watch anyway, even if you're not running a bet. I'll probably just
watch it.
I might back Eldar Eldarov.
Yeah, I might. It'd definitely be an anacre of mine. So we go on to the next race at Maidan, and I'm going to go with, this is going to be the biggest price of the whole weekend, 25 to 1 each way on site success. Very much a Hong Kong merchant. Sounds weird saying that. Not had the best sort of season, but coming second last time out at Sha Tin, second last again. But it's racked up a lot of prize money, so it's won pretty much one third of its races on the flat on the turf, sorry, which is what it's going to be. Won £2.5 million.
Yeah,
that's mental.
That's racing over Hong Kong for you.
Yeah, I know, that's mental. It's going to have the blinkers and eye shields on. They're booking Ryan Moore for him, so they must think a lot about him. If they're booking Ryan Moore. Drawn 12 is my only concern. If he gets off to a bad start, it could just see him not be able to catch up to the likes of these. I just want to give a quick shout out to Emiratiana as well. I do like that horse for Jamie Osborne and Safi. I think I know you've backed.
I haven't backed any of them. I won't be. Yeah. I won't be tipping any of them. No, but
oh no, we're tipping. Sorry, I think you're going to be tipping Diligent Harry.
No. I just think he's a complete all weather merchant. I think he does his best work on the all weather in the UK. I'd probably say the class horse is California Spangle. He's done a lot of good work over in Hong Kong. I mean, if you're begin to racing, you'll know all about him. 12 from 24, £6.5 million in the pot for
it's
him.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. There's the other one over there that they always have a ding dong battle. Golden 60.
Yeah.
Top of my head.
Yeah, I've heard of that horse. Yeah.
Yeah, Golden 60 is it? I think in California Spangle. I'm not big into racing over that side of the world, but yeah, he's probably the class horse in the race, but it's not something I'll be having a bet in, to be honest.
No. Right, we skip a few races to go to the 3:10 at Maidan. This horse I'm going to be picking has got a lot of success over there. It's won twice previously, had its fair share of success in England as well. Only lost once. Only two Lions Pride. I'm going with Measured Time at 5 to 1.
Yeah.
I think this is just a class horse in the race. Obviously, you've got Doe Deuce there, who I think is Japanese. Lost to the likes of Equinox, so you can't really judge him on that. Equinox is just a different breed of horse. But yeah, no, Measured Time here again. He's going to be used to the climate of Maidan. It's going to be it's going to be boiling there. It's going to be about 35 degrees. But I think this horse is just going to have the edge over these ones. Going to be off a fresh 64 days, two months off. So, and this horse goes well fresh as well. So I'm happy back in Measured Time at 5 to 1. Might possibly be man up of the day, actually.
All right. Well, I have gone for Lord North. Going for the third win in this race. This is the only date in his calendar. There is no other day. You'd be lucky if you see him again this year.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's what he's there for. And they've got Frankie booked.
Yeah.
And you're getting 7 to 1. I mean, about, you're getting 7 to 1 with a horse that you know that this is it. He has He does as usual. He used to get to Linkfield and win the
Derby trial, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, he used to go and win that. That was his prep. The trainer before, months before, said he don't think Civil will suit Lord North, and he got beat. He didn't come second, but
I think we tipped it on that.
He wouldn't have been fully fit. He will be fully fit now. You know he will be fully fit.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's number one, 6.5 million in the pot. Then
2.2 million.
Hey?
2.2 million for the winner.
Yeah, he's 6.5 million in his bank account. So yeah, he is getting older, we know that, but this is the one and only day. And like I say, you won't be seeing him at Ascot, York, nowhere. This is it. And if they have to put away until the end of the year,
they will do.
They will, and
they'll have got the money though.
And they'll probably come back next year.
Yeah, yeah, probably, yeah. Right, so we go on to the big race. We didn't even tip the World Cup. I didn't.
No, dirty,
I didn't bother with that. Yeah. We just done the turf races. I'm going with simply August Radam. There's no other horse for me. The question is, off a break, will he be fit? Because historically he's not done well off a break. He come 12th last time out at Newmarket. I think that was the 2,000 guineas, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Bled from the nose that day. Didn't look good at all, but he bounced back. Winner at Epsom, winner at Curragh. I think that was the Derby. He won. It was won the Derby. Obviously, won the Irish Derby. Yeah, come last. But I think we were there. Were we there? Or no, I think we were at Newmarket that day when Hookham won the Queen Lizzie Stakes. Won again at Leopardstown and obviously won the Breeders' Cup Turf. Yeah, won the Breeders' Cup Turf. This horse has just got the edge. One of the best horses in the flat circle at the minute. Won £4 million in prize money, which is absolutely ridiculous. There's no other horse for me. I can't look past. There's a few horses that I can't look past. August Radan is one of them, and I know you like Emily Upjohn. I don't know if you're going to be tipping.
No, it's the same for me. It's August Radan.
It's August Radan. It's got to be in it.
I just think they're trying to make as the lads, as they're called, they're getting older. They're starting to become more sporting.
Mm.
And they just want to see their horses go and win as many as they can. And they'll be going to the Breeders' Cup Turf.
Again?
No, they're going for the dirt. The classic.
Oh, the dirt,
they're going
yeah.
for the classic race this time, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, Breeders' Cup Classic. They're going to try and get it all with him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know he's had problems before, fresh, but I just think they is the one that they're going to bank it on to do what they hadn't done before.
Mm.
And I think they'll have him prim and proper, ready. Another one to mention would be probably Rebel's Romance.
Mm.
Bit of a world beater for Appleby. Goes all over, wins. So yeah, he's run well here before as well. So yeah.
Yeah.
16-1 for him.
And that's Saturday done. And we go on to Sunday. I've got to give a mention to one horse. I'm not tipping him. I'm just going to see how he goes. I probably will back him because I seem to always back him. It is the 3:45 at Fairy Hoose. I'm going to go with the Goat, the Daddy Long Legs.
Hmm.
This horse is going to have a day. This horse is going to have a day, and I'm going to say this every time. He may not win a single race for his other career, but I'm going to say this horse will have its day, and it will be Sunday. Who is booked for the ride? No one is.
No, so we haven't booked yet.
It'll probably be
New Townend.
Yeah, no, it won't actually. Mullins has got 1, 2, 3. Oh, it might not be now. It'll be Danny Mullins, I think, or Danny Mullins or Patrick, one of the two. Might be Patrick actually. But this horse just has got. He's got to have it. This horse makes me speechless. There is going to be a day for this horse. It will be, and I think he'll like the ground as well. He best not get pulled up again because that would make me cry. But I'm, like I said, I'm not having a bet in that race. I'm only going to watch it because I've Danny Long Legs. Have you got anything to comment on that race or?
No, the only race at Fairy House I've got to comment on will be the Gold Cup,
which is what I've done as well.
Yeah, and that'll be for me found 50.
I backed him as well.
Yeah, good run last time out, Cheltenham.
Only come second to Gaelic Warrior.
Yeah, good run out. He's 9-2. It's a huge prize.
Yeah.
I know Blood Destiny's got a big reputation, but I can't see it myself. I was a really big supporter of him, and I've just gone so cold on him.
Yeah.
Like, so, so cold on him.
You can't be enough.
I fancied him for the Arkle when he was like 20-1, and I wish they were bothered now.
No.
Do you know what I mean? But Ilya Thomas, we know what he's all about. He's a nice horse. Seems to be a Leopardstown merchant. But yeah, for me, there's only one I'll be thinking of back in that race.
Found 50.
Yeah.
And I never thought we'd get through that, but we did. We've got through it all okay. Dare to say the nap of the weekend, Friday to Sunday.
Oh, God. I couldn't even tell you.
I'll have to have a look
back through it. I think there's probably a few to mention, isn't there?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say nap, but good mention to Lord North. Good mention to Fine Wine. And probably, if I'm going to go for nap of the weekend would be the same as the nap before, 9 temps.
Yeah, I will go for the Saturday. I'm gonna go with Ice Max at 4-1.
Yeah, I couldn't really argue with that at all. I'm probably gonna nap Brentford Hope actually, Saturday.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Yeah, right, that's it done. Yeah, has it been done?
Do you want to touch on your team? Big game coming up.
Big game coming up on Sunday. We've got Arsenal against Man City. Arsenal 16-5. I might actually have a cheeky bet on that. Then again, if we lose, I'll be gutted that I lost my money and my team lost, so I probably won't. But I've not really got anything to say on it. It's been a while since I've seen Arsenal.
You've got nothing to say on it? Nothing at all?
Not really.
The biggest game of the season for you and you've got nothing to say?
I'm staying quiet. This is where I've changed. I'm staying quiet as though I've actually won the game.
Everything to say.
Yeah. Yeah, normally I'm like, yeah, we're gonna beat them. Yeah, nah, I'm staying quiet because I know we are the underdogs in this 3-horse race starting on Sunday. So
you have to beat them, don't you?
We've got to beat them, otherwise it'll be you two. Simple as.
Yeah, you've got to beat them, haven't you?
Yeah.
Especially
that's why I'm not talking, because if we lose, then we're out. There's no point in me talking anymore after that. So
what would you do then, though? Like next season, you just
have to rebuild. But we just have to build on what we've got. Got to get a new striker in, see if that does
it. Yeah, but it's like...
We've got a young squad.
Same every time, though. I mean, like, Liverpool's been in the battle for how many years now? And you say the same, oh, we'll build, but... Like...
We are the Liverpool of 4 years ago.
Just get stronger every year.
Maybe not 4 years. We had the Liverpool 5 years ago. You lot, at the time, had a very young squad. Your squad has grown and developed. That's what we're going to be.
Any closer to them?
Yeah, but you couldn't get any closer to him like 5 years ago.
That's what I'm saying to you. We still can't get any closer to him.
But you've won the league since.
I know we've won it. Yeah, we won it once. Like, and that's an achievement within itself.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, beating them.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's all be down to them two games.
Things have gone different in them season. I know we've been like a point behind and stuff, but like they're just relentless. Like even when you beat them, they're just. Like, let's go and win the next 7 or 8.
Yeah.
And like, you think Arsenal got to go away as well, like to United.
Yeah.
You got to wait. Spurs. Yeah, and you think
that's why I'm not speaking, because it's anything can happen. Like, I'm not. I'll only speak when we've won it. Now it's just come towards that time of the season where I'm getting I am nervous for the game.
I think we're gonna watch second half in Aston.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Oh yeah.
I think that's what I said to my dad.
You banker!
Second half in the Aston line.
Yeah, go on then, why not? I'm up for that. Oh yeah, because we'll be going to market raising, won't we? So yeah.
Yeah, we'll get a second half though.
Sorted.
The business end. But yeah. If Liverpool win, then
who have you got next?
Brighton, Sunday. Yeah. The game before.
Yeah.
Like so we play at 2 and you play at 4 or 4:30. But
sorted.
I don't know, it's like you'd be looking over, both of you would be looking over your shoulder if we win, because you know there's no wiggle room now.
No, we've got two powerhouses in the Premier League.
Well, that's it. If Liverpool go and win and beat Brighton, or at home as well.
Yeah.
Then like you're both going to be looking at.
I just hope the lads don't look at the result before the game, which they shouldn't. Which I don't think they do, but if they do, if you lot lose or draw or drop points, then that'll probably be like fucking going to the game with too much confidence. That would scare me. So, yeah, but we'll be watching that in the Aston, won't we? So.
Yeah, I'm interested for it. I can't see City not picking up any points.
Mm.
But I don't know if a draw's going to be good enough for you.
No, I don't think a draw's good enough for them.
Oh, it is for them. Yeah, because we know their history.
Mm.
And we know that they can draw games and still not get knocked by it.
True.
I think a draw's... They'd be obviously disappointed with a draw, but I don't think a draw would really knock them.
As much.
I think, like, that's a big game out of the way. We'll go win the rest.
Yeah. Ah, well, we'll just have to wait and see, won't we?
Arsenal, like, if you don't win, it's like not your confidence so bad.
Yeah. To be honest, man, I've not really thought much about football because it's international break. It's just bollocks, isn't it?
Yeah, but, it's bad, yeah.
Yeah. But I'll tell you what, if John Stones is out for that game, that's going to be massive for us.
Yeah.
Because Rodri was out last time and we won.
I think Rodri's a bit different to John Stones. I think Rodri's like the most important player they've got.
If not, well, no, I think De Bruyne is, but...
No, I think Rodri's more important than De Bruyne. I don't think he can play without Rodri.
I don't think he'll play without De Bruyne.
Well, he can, because they've done it throughout the season.
But they've still won games. Still won games.
But they struggle about Rodri. Really struggle about Rodri.
True.
Really, I mean, if De Bruyne gets injured, it's just stick Foden in there.
Or Grealish.
Yeah, just stick Foden in. Don't they? But when Rodri's injured, who do you bring in?
Well, Gundogan's gone, isn't he? So, yeah.
We really struggle about Rodri.
They'll probably have to play John Stones at CDM. Probably had to have played. Oh, no, that's why he did play CDM, isn't it?
Mm.
And he did well there, to be fair. He's one of the players of the season, so... Yeah. I think that's where we're going to wrap the podcast up, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a long one, isn't it? How long have we been going for?
An hour.
So it's been too long. It's not too long.
I think it's because we did all that, like, hour and whatever research beforehand.
Yeah, true. Normally I'm back home at this point, but yeah, it's... Yeah, it's been quite a long one, especially for the prep, looking at the horses. So, thank you very much for listening, guys. This was episode 25 of Sitting on the Fence. We will join you on Monday. We'll join you on Monday for our recap of market raising, as well as our tips from the weekend.
Yeah, I hope you all hate the weather as much as we do.
Yeah, it's awful, isn't it? It's dreadful.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you very much for listening, guys. Stay subscribed. Remember, like, subscribe. Fucking booyah.